Your name is
Albert Chevalier.
Albert Chevalier, and when were you born and where?
Lafayette.
March 20th.
You see, I'm an old man.
When was it?
What was it? March 2019. Oh hell, I'm 52 now. You know what that is.
Okay, you're 52 now. Yeah. And who did you learn most of your songs from, or your material? Did you hear from your folks, or?
What do you think? My daddy was a musician.
What did he play?
Accordion. That's a long time, but.
Mm-hmm. What sort of band did he play in? What else did they have in it? Do you remember?
In them time, there wasn't nothing else but accordion and hitting on a 7 gallon top. Taking that time around, then I started bass and rhythm board. That's old time rhythm. I used to just hit them old on a piece of tin. There was nothing else but a piece of tin. You know, they used to sell them 7 gallon lard, and you know the top there used to take that and just wrap on that with a spoon. And then they used to have one of his cousins used to take a broom handle and just head on there and just womp, 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 and didn't have no kind of amplifier or nothing at that time there.
What did they call that when you did a broom like that? Did they have a name for that? I mean, was it called
anything? You see, behind the wine and the drink, and at that time, they said Sotel Ballet. It was just one of those things at that time. Uh-huh. It was just, they just would just pick it up through the self. Old time.
What other instruments can you remember that they used besides just tin
cans? Oh, it used to be violin and all such as that. So you used to play them violin. And hit little iron, and little iron.
And a triangle?
Huh?
You mean kind of have a triangle?
Yeah.
Iron?
Yeah. And mine, we had, my other brother come next to me, Eddie, used to hit little iron. And turn around, I hit rubber board, and Curly Nassis used to play the violin.
Who is this?
Curly Nassis used to play the violin. Yeah. That's the one I told him when he was going up there in this.
Oh.
And I asked him when to say that
was what was his first name? Kurt?
Curly.
Kurt, you know how to spell that.
I sure. Curly Nassie.
Then Nassie.
Nassie. Oh, that's how I'm going to eat up some violin too.
Hmm.
Well, at that time that we had that group there together. It wasn't nothing. Had to play from the natural muscle. Used to put us on the old, fix us up a table and just sat in the corner. We had a lantern right over us there. And one fool there with a piece of broom handle just whoop, whoop, and just carrying on. And them times, all that was just fun. It wasn't nothing but a nickel and a dime to go in them dances. Them times, people just like this. I've seen some good days, but I.
And when did you leave Lafayette to come here to Houston?
Well, I was in Port Arthur before I came here in Houston. I've been away from Lafayette for 18 years.
Oh, is that right?
I was living in Port Arthur. Yeah. When I left Port Arthur, when I came here, when my first wife quit me, well, I just figured I just keep it going, just keep traveling. I came here. When I came here, well, I sells for here. Went to Gaston 2-3 days. I stayed in Gaston for then. But I just went out there and mess around, and I came here, and I've been here ever since.
What sort of work did you mostly do? I mean, you played a lot. Did you ever do any other kind of work,
No, I hardly ever did nothing else but play.
Mostly playing.
Mostly playing.
Yeah. How long can you remember back that they had joints like they have Johnson's now, you know, places, or Irene's? When did they start playing in joints like that? I mean, most of the time, during the oldies, when you just play picnics and that kind of thing, or outdoor things, or where did they used to play in the
oldies? At least when I, you see that Johnson, me and this man here, first star mm-hmm. Johnson, was out of court now,
yeah.
Me and him.
When was that?
That's about about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
Johnson then used to have a Sloppy Joe in his show with flow shows and such as that. When I break up, there was that. Right, one down flow show.
Yeah.
I went there, me and him, when Sloppy Joe was playing. He had never. Now, the first was trying to make fun of me and him when they sat on there. He was based on Red Bull, and I sat on there and I plugged in. Johnson told me, he said, well, I got my regular players up here. He said they play here on Fridays, on Wednesday, and on Sunday night. He said, I don't see why would I have this kind of music up in here. I played then, and when I quit playing for Johnson, that's the time when my daddy had that stroke. I asked Mitchell to play in my place. And he was playing for $15 less than I was, and then Johnson just kept him. See what I mean? That's how it worked. My daddy got sick. I stayed in Lafayette about 2 weeks and a little better. When I came back, he said the people didn't know no difference, so he was paying a man $15 less than he was paying me. He kept on with him. I said, well, that's your brother. And Mitchell been there ever since.
He's still playing that.
Still playing out there.
Is that?
But me and Alan, first started out there. I'm the one built that crowd there. I built that crowd there.
So you think that the Zydeco became popular in Houston about 10 years ago or so, 8 years ago?
About eight years ago. It became popular then.
Would you have any idea what made it kind of popular? I mean, you hear it in so many places now, you know?
Well, that's what I wouldn't have no least idea what makes it been so popular. Well, which is what I think most of the people gone for. It's something for nothing here in Houston. That's what they're going for. And where they could do some dancing.
Oh.
Now, they have a lot of places. You're going to them cafes, you see. Texas is different than Louisiana, you see what I mean? You go in Texas, if they dance here, with no dancing license, the cop come there, it just doesn't find you. But you see, Louisiana, if you open up a chicken coop out there, this saloon, you see, you can dance all what you want, nobody to worry you about. See what I mean? That's different than Louisiana, Texas.
Over here is different.
Over here is different. If you don't have no dancing license, you better not get on that floor.
But you don't have any, you think that you started the popularity of Zydeco, but you don't have any idea how that name got started.
Why they really call it Zydeco. Well, it's just some of them call it Zydeco, and then some of, I see in Louisiana, they don't call it Zydeco. They said, call it in dance.
Call it in dance.
See what I mean? And some of them said we're going to Windjammer dance. You see, it's just different types of the name they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Some of them are called Zydeco music over here. And some of them are say La La music. Going to this French La La.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It's just different types that they call it.
Mm-hmm.
People have different names to it. And I'm saying, man, we're going to got a French La La ray over there. We're going to this French La La here. Some of them say, well, we're going to Zydeco music. I don't know why, but it's just one of those things.
Okay, well, could you give me your name and where you came from?
Clement Robert, Opelousas, Louisiana, in St. Landry Parish.
Mm-hmm. And when were you born?
November 1st, 1918.
And when did you first run it? I guess, have you heard this kind of music all your life?
Yes, sir. My mama could play.
Is that right? What did she play? What instrument?
She played accordion and a harp, too.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And did your father or anybody else play?
Well, yes, I followed a bunch of boys playing and listened to them playing. I picked up what they was putting down.
And can you remember, was it any different than what, for example, you played tonight? Or was it pretty much the same type of thing?
Pretty much the same type.
What sort of instruments did most of the groups use then? Was it?
Well, just like they use it now.
Oh, yes, sir.
The same thing.
Let's see. What were some of the first numbers that you ever heard play, or that you first learned on the accordion? Remember any particular numbers that you first picked up on?
Well, the first thing I picked up on was a waltz. That waltz I played tonight.
Oh, yeah,
mama liked me that.
What was the name of that?
I don't know the name of it.
Good, your mama's waltz. See, I gotta put something on it. If I use it, you know, I have to put some of that. Okay, no name waltz. And when did you come to Houston?
In 1936.
In 1936. What sort of work did you do mostly?
Before I came to Houston?
Yeah.
Railroad.
You worked on the railroad?
9 years.
Is that right? Did you ever hear any songs that fellows made up, you know, along railroads or anything like that?
No, sir, not exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which railroads did you work on mostly?
On Missouri and Pacific.
Missouri and Pacific, yeah.
I worked from Greenberg to Beaumont.
Mm-hmm. But you can't remember any, you know, songs guys used to sing about things.
No, it's nothing but straight railroad all the way. It was hot too.
What kind of work did you work on, the tracks or?
No, so I was working with severe people driving the motor car.
Oh, I see. And then you came to Houston in 1936. And what have you done mostly since then?
Block cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Working at a compress.
I see.
I worked there 9 years, and when I quit that, I started driving trucks for the city. I've been with them 12 years.
I see. But you never made music your kind of profession. I mean, you never made a living on
on
music.
No, sir.
And well, how was this back in Louisiana? Could you make a living at playing? Or, I mean, I was wondering, were there jobs all the time that you could get at playing?
I tell you the truth, I always been making mine off of this thing. Been 18 years. I ain't never had no boss but Albert Chevalier. Been boss on this side.
Yeah.
I left here about 6 years ago. I called myself married to this woman here. I left. I went to Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in Lafayette a year and something. I was playing every night. I just wouldn't wait. When I get through from playing, my head is bad. I get back home and go to bed and sleep. When I wake up the next morning, I'm going to get me another drink. I was about ready to go and start me another dance. I ain't never had no boss on me, son.
That's great. I wish I could do with that.
Well, I was trying to live. I'm picking an honest living.
That's good. No, I mean, this is something I'm going to say. I mean, that you can make a living. I mean, so many, you know, musicians have to make it kind of a part-time thing, you know?
Now, I tell you the truth. At time, it gets rough. It's rough. Yeah. If my wife wouldn't have had a good job at time right now, be rough as a guff. I'm telling you the truth. And now, I want to get high and just can't get high. They figure I'm too doggone old to do nothing. See, they won't give me no job, man. I can't hardly buy one. Which is, I've tried to get a lot of them since. Wait 2-3 days, they may wake me 2-3 days and tell me, well, they call me back. Well, it's just one of those things. When would they call me back? Haven't gotten no call yet. That's the truth. That. See, now, a man like me have a tough time getting on the job because they figure I'm just old. I may have figure a plan trying to get on the job, figure I'm hurting or something, trying to collect some money. I can't get no job unless it be but 27, 28 years of age, but then you just like my son. He's a big, healthy young man. He'd give him a job right quick. But me, I have a tough time getting one.
Could you give us your name there?
Clifton.
Clifton.
Edmonds.
And where did you come from originally?
Appaloosa.
Could you come a little closer to the
stage? Appaloosa, Louisiana.
Did any of your folks ever play this kind of music?
No.
Where did you first hear it?
Well, I heard out there in Appaloosa. Somebody called me out there.
When did you start playing washboard?
That's been in Galveston. I don't forgot when.
Oh, it's about 8 years, something like that.
Cause I've been here since 1950.
About 7-8 years. I remember time in this club.
Well, Tony, is there anything else that you could tell me about the music? You know, it'd be kind of a where do you think it started from? Do you have any idea who started it all?
I tell you the truth, but the idea is how I think it. But the idea of this, yeah, they just had something to go on, just have themselves some fun when they come in on weekend. They be plowing every day when they get on weekend. And they get them old country dance. They were just going down and have fun. That was from the sun go down till the sun come up. They used to go there. I used to go to dances, pay 10 cents to go in. And people used to leave there and go on to church and come back from church, and the dance would be started all over again. It was nothing else but fun. Monday morning, you get your plow and then pair of mule and go on to work again. And it wasn't just about $1.50 at that time to play a whole dance, and you play all night long. Don't stop. That's it. So it was nothing else but just a whole lot of fun then. When it got to be playing $2.50 to play a dance, you better work with it. Work with it. But you was getting plenty of money there, you get $2.50 to play a dance. People used to take the bride off of them horses there and let them drink out of them tub there and put them back to that post. People used to bring corn in the buggy, in a sack, feed his horse there till they leave from the dance. Because I've did it many times myself. I had my horse tied to a post there. Just take the bride off of me. 4 days in the morning, I just go and take the bride off of me and give him some corn and give him water. And go on back and play that card. And it was nothing else but fun.
Who would sponsor these dances? I mean, who would start the thing, you know?
Well, you see, in them times, they used to have all them old country houses, them old big houses, halfway built with dirt, with little trees that just be going on. So they used to have some old vacant houses out there. They called it a dancing hall out there. You see what I mean? And you'd be going there. 5 cents for the girl and 10 cents for the man to go on in. Every Saturday. Well, you see, if you had a good boss, man, he'd give you 50 cents. You'd go on and have your little fun, you see. You used to buy half a gallon of wine for 30 cents, you see what I mean? You used to call that wine Long Pants a long time ago.
What's the name of it?
Long Pants Wine. You used to see them people had that wine tied, gone horseback, tied with a rope. Old plum bowl. I used to have it myself. I never go play unless I have me a gallon of wine. Every Saturday, our boss man, and then he had a saloon. Give me 50 cents for a gallon of long pants. He just give me long pants wine just to play a few selection down Saturday evening. On Sunday evening, if I didn't have nowhere to play, I'll go over there, he give me 80, 90 cents and all over there and drink. Just to go on and play that. People be playing that old casino there and playing that poker there for pennies, for chips, you see what I mean? 25 cents raised, you get 50 chip for 25 cents. I sit down there, draw the crowd there, just pulling on that card and there, make them come on there and buy the chip.
I mean, they sort of had a gambling joint hooked up with it.
Gambling joint and a saloon, you see, that's saloon out there, you see. You don't call that no cafe out there. That's saloon. You got everything out there. If you don't have but 15 cents, you can buy your 15 cent drink because you go to the bar and get your 15 cent drink. When you get 25 cents, when you get a 20 cent drink in them time there, you was getting the best in the house. You was a high class man.
When you get 20 cent drink?
Oh yeah, you was a big weed. When you say, fix me a good drink, that's what 20 cents drink. You a big weed. People used to look out for that. I used to tell that to my boss, but I'd be there drawing the people in there too. Sweating behind that cauldron, sitting in that corner. Them time, them jukebox didn't have but 12 record on it. See what I mean? And they'd be more broken than they'd be in 10 years. See? You put pennies in them at the time they'd be playing. They'd play maybe all night long. Sometimes you put a penny in it, it done choked it. See, well, that's what's it. Now, you unplug it. Well, I had to play then. I had to play. Wasn't gonna get no more than about $1. I'll be there sun up to sundown.
Did you have anybody with you, or did you just play by yourself?
My brother.
He played just a triangle?
Used to play a rubbing board then. Mm-hmm. And I had a cousin that just be basing them little iron. And boy, we just was wailing. I used to live Lafayette. Go to Camp Crow in them time there. When Camp Crow get halfway there, I go to Sunset. Sunset was all night fun. Used to go out there at them bro there. I used to go at them bro When I get there, they used to throw me in the palm of the hand when the USA Albert Shivadi in town. Everybody getting out of the bay. I mean, this same my cousin of mine, Ernest Fox, in the time they used to say, I mean, this man here was gone in one time. You didn't believe. They had wagon, trucks. That's what them T-Mile in them time there. Used to hitch up in T-Mile behind them, put a wagon behind there with a change and just going to the dance. People be going there.
And
yeah, they be going to them dance. You see what I mean? It was just one of those things at that time. Wasn't nothing else but a nickel to go in, 10 cents for the men, nickel for the women.